4.10.
It's Monday. Just 5 minutes after I'd agreed to abandon my phone, I got a text. But of course, officially, I didn't have a mobile anymore, so I had to switch it off without reading the text. And then I spent all afternoon wondering what crucial information there was in the message. After work, I missed my train. And I'd arranged to meet my flatmate for dinner. I knew I was going to be late, and I hate being late, but there was just nothing I could do about it. I made it in time for dinner, but in the restaurant I kept feeling an urge to check my phone for messages or missed calls. It was weird and really stressful. And on top of it all, my flatmate had her phone sitting on the table in front of her. It's Tuesday. When I was on the way home, I suddenly thought that I had to ring my mother. If I'd had my phone, I'd have called her there and then, and it made me realise now that I always speak to my parents when I'm on the move. They're always complaining that we never have a conversation without traffic noise in the background. So for once, when I got home, I called her on the landline, and we had a whole half hour of conversation without any interruptions. I have to say, it was one of the most relaxing conversations we'd ever had in recent years. A real pleasure. It's Wednesday. The morning started badly because I needed to make a doctor's appointment before I went to work, but the surgery was engaged for half an hour. I eventually got through, but it meant I was late for work and I felt under pressure all day. In the evening, I'd planned to go climbing with some friends at the climbing centre, so I rushed to get home early because one of my friends said he would need to call me to check the arrangements. I waited around for him to call, which he did, but late. So we both got to the climbing centre late and didn't enjoy it as much as we might have if we'd had more time. It's Thursday. After work, I went to a friend's house, which was about an hour away. I actually had a good feeling about being without my mobile, because it meant having a whole hour for me to relax and when no one could disturb me. The feeling lasted until I got off the bus and realised that I didn't know exactly where her street was, and I got completely lost looking for it. So I was late for the fourth time. It's Friday. Well, this was the day when I ended up calling the bar trying to find my friends. First, I went to the theatre with my friend Alice. I got very panicky when I was waiting for her in the foyer because we hadn't specified exactly where we were going to meet and there were a lot of people and she had the tickets. If I'd had my phone, I would have just sent her a text saying exactly where I was. Luckily, we did see each other. But then after the theatre, the idea was to meet up with some friends, and that's when I ended up spending nearly £5. What with trying to get the number of the bar from directory inquiries and then doing the whole thing again for a second bar. In the end, we went to have a drink on our own. So that wasn't just being late. It was a social occasion that just didn't happen.